John S. Doyle is here with it, says in the papers.
The Irish Examiner front page has the words capital punishment in a headline and a picture of a weeping father and son. It seems a bit severe until you realise that the punishment is only a game, and the tears of Alan and Jamie Brogan in Brendan Moran's photograph are for the defeat of the capital county Dublin by Donegal in the All-Ireland football semi-final yesterday. The Irish Times on its front page describes Donegal as giant killers. Keith Duggan writes that it may be only a matter of time before Donegal's emigrant stonemasons return to start chipping and hammering manager Jim McGuinness's likeness into the side of Mount Errigal. The Irish Independent keeps its match report for the sports pages and leads on its front page with news of what the paper calls an historic operation to share intelligence between Ireland and Britain. Tom Brady reports that a joint watch list on suspected jihadi fighters is being operated by the authorities in both countries to prevent terrorists slipping into either jurisdiction through the back door. Immigration officers are already sharing information dossiers relating to visa applicants, says the paper. Now there are plans for cross-checking on airline passenger information, particularly for flights to or from conflict zones and Irish and British airports. And details of fingerprint checks made at immigration will also be shared. The Times leads with the situation in Ukraine. Daniel McLaughlin and Suzanne Lynch write that Vladimir Putin has ramped up public support for Ukraine's rebels, calling for urgent talks on statehood for regions where they are fighting, even while denying Western claims that Russia is giving the insurgents military help. The paper quotes Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko as saying in Brussels on Saturday, "We are close to the point of no return." Thousands of foreign troops and hundreds of foreign tanks are now on the territory of Ukraine. "Today we are talking about the fate of Ukraine," said the president. "Tomorrow it could be all of Europe." The main story for the Irish Sun and the Irish Daily Mirror is the Irish couple Kevin Devine and John Lynch, who drowned while on holiday in Greece. The Irish Daily Star reports in its lead story on the shooting in a Dublin pub on Saturday night. The paper says that two innocent men were shot at Oil Can Henry's in Lower Mount Street in front of shocked US tourists in town for an American football game. "Ireland must be tougher on sex offences." That's the lead headline in The Examiner, which arises out of an article in the paper by Eileen O'Malley Dunlop, head of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. She says that far too many sexual crimes are committed in this country with impunity. Her comments come as government officials flag the danger of the European Commission taking legal proceedings over Ireland's failure to implement an EU directive on sex crimes, says the Examiner. And the paper quotes Gillian von Turnhout, children's rights campaigner and senator, as saying she has been waiting for 3 years for the government's legislation. The Irish Daily Mail has a report that the advertising of sugary drinks must be banned if we are to save our children from obesity. And on the first day of autumn, the Examiner reports that Fianna Fáil has fired the first shots of the next general election campaign. In an interview with the paper, party leader Micheál Martin has promised to reduce the property tax for the vulnerable and not to enter into coalition with Fine Gael. And he hopes to double their number of TDs to 40.
John, thank you.